Shalom and welcome to Once Upon a Soul, an exploration of 68 unique stories inspired by the teachings of Rabbi Asher Freund Zatzal. This podcast series is sponsored in loving memory of Mrs. Clary Safran, Alea HaShalom. May the neshama of Rivka Sara Bas Rabbi Yeshua have an aliyah. A story of blades of grass and different plants that were standing in a field, each one in its place. As Chazal tell us, each one had an angel appointed, standing over it, and saying to it, Gedal, grow. But there were four plants, four flowers, that had no angels. Meaning these four flowers, there was no angel to watch over it, and to tell it, gedal, to encourage it to grow. Rak Hashem Yisbarach levadoi hu hamashkiach shalahem. These four precious flowers, which lacked angels telling them to grow, were privileged to have Hashem watching over them, b'chvoidoi uva'atzmai. V'lokchu oisam la'achadois. And he began to pick them one by one into a heavenly bouquet. And the story is so dear to my heart because the meaning is so plain and so obvious. There are so many of us and so many of our youth who don't have an angel in their lives. They don't have the proper support. They don't have someone in their life telling them, gedal, to grow. Or at least not as loudly as all the voices that are telling them the opposite, that are pushing them down, that are detracting from their confidence and from their self-worth. And these flowers seem to be bereft and they stand alone. And they don't have the support system that they need. And a lot of times this leads to a shvira, this leads to very unfortunate results that show up one way or another later on in life. But the most unbelievable truth is that the journey that these flowers take, specifically because theirs is a more twisted path, theirs is not the straight and narrow of a supported journey, that Hashem Himself is watching over these neshamas. Hashem Himself is standing mashkiach and watching. Because although at first it might not look like they have what it takes, sometimes from the darkness of that challenge grows the most beautiful, beautiful, flourishing, blossoming flowers. The most sensitive of souls, the deepest of souls, the souls that were required to dig so deep within their inner wellspring of worth, to push back against all odds, to start again after failing 1,000 times. It's those souls that become worthy of joining HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bouquet. It's those souls that are privileged to forge such a deep relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, born out of the desperation that they feel for Hashem's presence in their lives, because He is all they have. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us to be angels for people, to identify some wilting flower at the edge of our social field, to put our arm around them, and to whisper, Gedal, grow. I believe in you. I see your worth. I see your value. I see how holy you are. You're going to make it. Gedal. What a privilege to be that angel for someone else. Thank you so much for listening. and wishing you the most wonderful day up ahead.